Talking.
All right, sir. And I'll adjust this to so it suits your voice. If you'd like me to, I could ask you some questions.
You ask me a question.
All
you
right,
won't.
Sir. All right.
I'm going to try my best to answer.
All right. I think I'll just watch this to see if it's... in the first place, would you describe... you say you had about 100 tenants?
Yes.
And 100 mules, one tenant?
Yes.
Would you describe where you kept the animals, what buildings that you had?
Well, let's cut off a minute and let me tell you this, and then I'll repeat it. If
have that.
Now, do you want his, given name or the doctor, Dr.
All right, sir, that'll be fine.
We'll let it go that way.
All right. That was your mother's brother.
He came from Boynton County, North Carolina, and finished and went to Wake Forest to school. After finishing Wake Forest, he went to New York and studied under a doctor there. After 4 years, he returned to his home place. And he picked up a slave by the name of Allison, and he didn't know what, he had no destination in the South, but he came further south. And he got as far as Mabin, Mississippi, and he ran out of money. And he had a little leather trunk, and he pawned that trunk for $10 and came on to Greenwood.
Is that right?
So they tell me. Well, after things were a little prosperous with him, he sent back for his trunk. And instead of sending $10, he sent $20. And says, if somebody comes along that are hard up as I am, help him out with his $10. He got his trunk, and I had it until it burned up. I inherited this property in 1910. At that time,
would you tell me about your mother and father? Would you tell me about your mother and father?
Father came from... he came from Newman, North Carolina, and he was 14 years old in the last year of the Civil War, and he came to Greenwood in 1870 and worked here for $12 a month and paid $10 a month for his room and board. He was, after that, fairly successful. He married a Miss who was born in somewhere in North Carolina, and her husband, her father, was killed in the Civil War. And her mother remarried and moved to South Carolina. And my uncle in Mississippi brought my mother here when she was 8 years old. And her brother was adopted by Dr. in